Time now for Trends Diary, where Boulder County residents of all ages share personal experiences that relate to a pressing community need. The focus for now is on our shared need to connect and solve problems, despite the increased isolation we're all experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic. This project is brought to you in partnership with Community Foundation Boulder County.
Dear Trends Diary, this is Pesha Rudnick, Local Theater Company's founding artistic director.
And this is Nick Chase, Local Theater Company's associate artistic director.
So during the first week of the stay-at-home orders, every morning felt like waking up to the great unknown. With our spring season, Local Lab New Play Festival, and our world premiere of Sin Eaters canceled, we started a dialogue with our associate artists, Local Theater Company's core group of creative collaborators. We emerged with something we called CoLab Daily. This was a daily prompt series to bring creativity and ritual into people's inbox every weekday during the month of April. Over 200 people opted into the month-long program.
We welcomed anyone who had a story and needed a ritual.
Each morning, we'd send a creative prompt via email and Instagram. And these prompts ranged from writing haikus to sharing playlists, taking photos. People wrote songs and recorded them. It was funny because we found a lot of people prefacing entries with, "I'm not an artist, but," and then they'd send us a scene or a piece of work that was so much more inventive than they'd expected from even themselves.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to see people flexing dormant muscles. When things were especially intense and very disorienting, it was something that buoyed me, and I think it buoyed all the participants. It was a bit of consistency.
CoLab gave us a project to do together as a family. We'd do it over dinner. I think having something familiar and positive felt like it was an authentic and honest, but not trivial project to do in a time of so much uncertainty. We generated so much original content that month that we're talking with the company about how to distill it or to use it towards something. In fact, I encourage your listeners to go to our website. It's localtheaterco.org and see all of the fantastic entries because they live there. You can see the poems, you can see the original songs. It's like a creative time capsule of April. And who knows what we'll do with it. In fact, we might even revive the program. But I encourage people to go look at what our community created together.
There is room for us to revive the CoLab Daily prompts sometime in the fall and integrate that into our season 10.
Which we just announced. So Local Theater Company is expanding our local lab, which is the cornerstone of our programming. Each year, historically, we've developed 3 new American plays. This year, we will develop and support the development of 10 new American plays, musicals, or devised works. And this is exciting for us because it means that when we're able to safely gather and present work live again, we'll have a tremendous amount of work to draw from. And then secondly, we're inviting people in our community to become members of Local Theater Company and join us each month for something we're calling Living Room Local.
Living Room Local is very exciting. It's a chance for us to engage with leading figures in the creative community. We consider it one part masterclass, one part cocktail hour. Every month, we will have a unique host, and that host will virtually invite us to their living room, and we will join for a discussion. Our first host will be John Lithgow, and that will take place on Sunday, September the 27th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. It's a great opportunity for our audiences to virtually gather, discuss the role of satire, which John will be speaking about, in both art and politics. It's really, it harkens back to sort of a salon wherein people can share ideas. And we have one person, our leading figure in the creative community, who is an exceptional host.
We also have Forrest McClendon. He is a Tony-nominated actor, and the visual artist Alexandra Grant. She's a Los Angeles-based artist who uses text, a lot of plays, to inspire her paintings. We're very hopeful that people will join us for Living Room Local all year long. It's going to be a really deep and engaging series.
Feeling inspired? Do you have your own story of making connections or solving problems during this time of physical isolation? Then visit www.commfound.org. Look for Trends Diary and share your experience with Community Foundation Boulder County. Your submission could wind up on these KGNU airwaves.